Dyer's Daily.
So welcome, dear listener, to another edition of the Record Revival podcast. It's been a little bit of a break between the last one and this one, but felt, actually, maybe it was time to step up to the plate once again and discuss music from yesteryear, because that's what this podcast was set up to do in the first place. As well as new releases of old material, I felt it also kind of interesting to maybe look at specific artists as well, certainly ones I don't think get enough recognition. During this time of lockdown, I've actually been looking up a lot of my favourite artists. As you do, you look for kind of the comfort listen. And at the moment, my comfort listen seems to be the late, great Johnny Cymbal, the Scottish-born American singer, songwriter, you know, all sorts of things. He did loads of stuff. He was also a producer as well. And he released a variety of records under a variety of pseudonyms and different names and such what. And he is predominantly remembered for the early 60s hit Mr. Bassman, which is something of a novelty record. I used to find myself kind of drawn to that record when I was a child, and it wasn't the deep voice, it was him. It was that you know, that very unique style, that play on the rock and roll genre of that period. And as I got older, I started looking up more of his records, and yeah, a lot of them are very teeny poppy of that particular era. If you think of one of his other successes that isn't talked about predominantly, it's his single Cinnamon, which was released under the name Derek, which I believe was his brother's name or something. It was something along those lines. And he also had quite a prolific career as a songwriter. The one that springs to mind is Mary in the Morning, which was recorded by Elvis Presley. I mean, that's a huge honour for somebody. He spent a lot of time in Nashville. So some of his later recordings have a very country flavour to them, very much of the period. And if you haven't discovered them yet, there are a selection of albums out there that contain some of his lesser known material, predominantly kind of demos and things that he was trying, which I always find really interesting. I keep finding myself revisiting them. The albums, the first one I shall mention here is an album called Mr. Bassman, and they're basically like acetates, a lot of demos that he tried, you know, songs he was writing, and you'll hear him do like introductions on some of them. The particular ones that spring out from that album to me are Summertime USA. That could have been a massive hit. Obviously Street Talk, and you've got the original demo for Mr. Bassman on there, and various alternate versions, and Teenage Heaven and such like. And it's an interesting thing if you're looking to go a little bit deeper than the main sides, because a lot of his records, it's Mr. Bassman and maybe a couple of others, Robinson Crusoe on Mars, and you know, Surfing at the Tijuana, Teenage Heaven obviously, and his cover of You're 16 as well. I've seen other tracks get top billing, but those are the ones I see the most often. Now the two other albums I should mention were released probably what, about 15 years after his passing. They are the Some Songs I Left Behind collection. There's volume 1 and volume 2, and the demos on there, I'm not sure if any of them were ever recorded by any artists, but I have to say they are fantastic, and it does show him as a very underrated songwriter. And I think you got that in that video clip that exists just before he died, actually. And it's wonderful, that clip, the various songs that he did for that show. And these songs here, they're kind of a variety of things. Some of them he does by himself, some of them with other artists, some are unnamed. One of them is Austin Roberts, who had a music career all of his own. You probably know him for various things, many of which will probably go in to on another episode of the podcast. Just Some Songs I Left Behind, Volume 1 and 2, highlights for me include Rockabilly, it's a very good ode to the genre, Tears Ready to Roll, which could have, again, been a massive hit for somebody, if it hasn't been already, You Can't Offer Me More, which is a very country-flavoured, sort of female-led track. Then there's Made for Each Other, which again, if that had been recorded properly, he probably would have had a hit on his hands. Wonderful. Then he's got the kind of darker side, you know, the more kind of religious aspect, things like Living in the Light of His Love, and Here's to the Hunter, which has got those kind of minor things in it, and it's really weird. And Some Songs I Left Behind Volume 2 kind of picks up where the previous one left off. You've still got like Austin Robbins, Roberts on there. You've still got the various female and male vocals. There's a lot more of their vocals on there than there is of his, although it's nice to hear him sing I'm Drinking Canada Dry by himself. Words and Music really stands out on that particular album. I really enjoy that, actually. I can imagine like a gospel choir or something of that nature. The modern choir as well probably would have done a fantastic job with something like that. I cannot recommend these highly enough, really. They are top draw. And if you're just discovering Johnny Cymbal, go and listen to Mr. Bassman and all of those recordings from the early 60s, and then go and listen to this stuff, because it is top draw. And one thing that I would like, actually, I'd like to see it one of these days, is a comprehensive compilation of all of his recordings from the early days. I would love to see that, because it's very underrated. I'm hoping somebody like Bear Family picks up the mantle and runs with it, because the amount of really bad quality recordings that I have seen and heard over the years are terrible, to say the least, really. They're all messed up, you know? They sound horrible in the most cases, and you think, surely it's not sounding as good as it should. That's Johnny Cymbal. I do recommend going and checking out his material. And from me, Jamie Dyer, I'll say thank you very much for listening, and bye-bye for now.
Dyer's Daily.